It was good to see a lot of folks at the opening reception of the 56th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. Their theme this year, Policy, Production, and Profitability, OCA, the Rancher's Resource. Pretty long theme this year, but one that they're going to try to fulfill through their sessions on Friday and Saturday. On Friday morning, a couple of speakers on the agenda, our friend Dean Bob Whitson, going to be talking about where the industry may be headed from an academic perspective, from his perspective as the dean of the Division of Agriculture. And then got an interesting gentleman coming in from the Center for Consumer Freedom out of Washington, David Martusko, is going to be talking about the animal rights movement. He's an expert on this particular subject for the center. And he has been involved in broadcast. He's been a broadcast producer for ABC Radio in D.C. And so he understands the media side of things. He's talked about animal rights radicals with a lot of groups. And it should be an interesting subject, to say the least. Farm policy going to be talked about by Dr. Larry Sanders during the OCA-OSU Cattlemen's College on Friday afternoon. And I think one of the more interesting things is that OSU and OCA and the Oklahoma Beef Council rolling out really the first session, kind of it's almost like a shakedown cruise session of the beef quality assurance training that'll be happening on Friday afternoon during the convention at Cattlemen's College. So a whole bunch of folks will come out of this meeting certified for or with their BQA credentials as local meetings, regional meetings, are happening around the state in mostly August and early September. Saturday, looks like a good meeting lined up as well. Dr. David Anderson, going to be their economist this year. He's from Texas A&M University. And on a Thursday afternoon, they did get a little bit of business done. Committee meetings were going on. One thing that was dealt with, according to President Ray Halderman, was a affirmation of the need for some changes to the dollar head beef checkoff.
That is correct. We're supporting the national task force that has been looking into this last couple of years, and we're asking that the producers have the right to vote on a up to $2 checkoff.
That and other committee action that occurred on Thursday afternoon will be considered by the full body during their business session on Saturday morning. We'll have more during the day on Friday and into Saturday on the website here. Our event coverage brought to you in part by our friends from Hudson Livestock Supplements. They are an exhibitor at this year's trade show at the OCA. Have a good one. I'm Ron Hayes.